Tiger Woods pleads not guilty, says he is stepping away for treatment after DUI arrest. Golf legend Tiger Woods released a statement Tuesday, breaking days of silence after his DUI crash and arrest last week, to which he is pleading not guilty. I know and understand the seriousness of the situation I find myself in today. I am stepping away for a period of time to seek treatment and focus on my health, Woods said. This is necessary in order for me to prioritize my well-being and work toward lasting recovery. Woods was involved in a March 27th rollover crash near his home in Jupiter Island, Florida. He was arrested on suspicion of a DUI and later charged with DUI damage to property or person and refusal to submit to a urine test. His arrest report showed he had opioid pills on him at the time of the crash. The golfer plans to waive his appearance during an arraignment hearing scheduled next month, according to court documents. Only 5 minutes after Woods' statement was posted on X, the PGA Tour released one as well, calling him a legend whose impact extends far beyond his achievements on the course. Above all else, Tiger is a person, and our focus is on his health and well-being, the PGA statement said. Tiger continues to have our full support as he takes this important step. PGA Tour CEO Brian Rolapp also issued comments on Woods' announcement, saying he is one of the most influential sports figures the world has ever known. Over the last year, I have come to deeply appreciate Tiger not only for his impact on the game, but for his friendship and the perspective he has shared with me as I joined the golf industry. Rolapp, who was named CEO last summer, said, "My thoughts are with him and his family as he takes this step, for which he has my full respect and support." Martin County Sheriff John Budenseek said during a press conference last week that Woods was driving a Land Rover in a 30 miles per hour speed limit area when he tried to pass a truck around 2 p.m. Authorities said the golfer's car swerved, hit the back of the truck's trailer, and rolled onto its driver's side. Woods exited the vehicle through the passenger's side without injury. "Mr. Woods did exemplify signs of an impairment," Budenseek said, adding that officers believed him to be on some type of medication or drug. Woods's breathalyzer test returned a zero reading, but then he declined to take a urine test, so officers arrested him on suspicion of DUI. The sheriff said Woods was cooperative the entire time. He was taken to jail and kept separately from other inmates for safety reasons. "He's not going to be with other inmates that could hurt him or try to capitalize on what he did," Budenseek said. "He'll pay the price, but he's not going to pay the price by getting punished in jail. It's not the first instance of the 15-time professional major golf champion getting into driving-related incidents." Woods was arrested in South Florida in 2017 when police found him asleep behind the wheel of a vehicle parked along the road with visible damage. He was taken into custody and later released. In a statement after the incident, Woods said alcohol was not involved. Rather, it was a reaction to prescribed medicine. In February 2021, the golfer was involved in a serious crash in Los Angeles County. While driving an SUV, Woods crossed a median into oncoming lanes and rolled multiple times down a steep embankment along the roadway. He was the only person in the car and had to be removed by first responders through the windshield. Woods sustained serious injuries in the 2021 crash, including fractures to his tibia and fibula that required surgical stabilization with a rod, screws, and pins. Authorities found no evidence of impairment, so no charges were filed against him. The golfing legend began his professional career in 1996, rising to the top with a record-setting win at the 1997 Masters. Woods has 82 PGA Tour victories and 15 major championships. Woods has continued to try to return to competitive golf in recent years. He last appeared in a major tournament in 2024 at the British Open. Later, Woods ruptured his Achilles tendon in March 2025, then had a back procedure in September. Last week, he made one of his first public appearances since his most recent surgery at his indoor TGL golf league.